到的。我还是好好的报告，我来不求你来，你就真你们神圣。我娘的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的这样的परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादं सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरं राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये
नारदस्तदा अतितो देवलोक्यासः स्वयं चैव प्रविशति सर्वमेतदृतं मन्ये जन्ममदशिकेशव विदुर्देवान दानव दिस थ्री श्लोक गेट्स कंप्लीटेड एक्चुअली दिस थर्ड श्लोक आल्सो शुड बी इंक्लूडेड इन दिस राइट सो एक्चुअली स्पीकिंग इफ यू सी up to that point, up to the ninth chapter, Krishna is giving all knowledge and everything, right? So, Arjuna is asking a lot of questions, right? In that, so as Parambrahma, Paramdhamma is very officially recognized, I mean, openly, openly saying, or openly broadcasting to the world that you are Parambrahma, you are Paramdhamma. Right? After these four shlokas are over, Arjuna is telling that thing, right? And, I mean, it's not that he was an illusion before that, it is just that he is telling from his perspective thing. But until then he was having a lot of questions and he is getting things clarified by Krishna. But when Krishna showed his opulence, saying he was telling all these things, right? Like of this thing, one with the warrior. Am I audible to everybody? I think I am audible. Okay. So, of warriors, I am Lord Ram, and of daityas, I am Prahlad, and so many of rivers, I am Ganges, and he is telling all these things, right? And at the end, what does he say? That what's the big deal about all these things? It is just a spark of, it just made this whole universe. Huh? So, it's just nothing for me. And sir, this is what is Maya Dakshina Prakatihi? Suyate sa Charasaram. I am the supervisor. But actually I do all these things with my external energy. I mean this material in the universe I just manage with my low level staff. I just manage these things with the outsourcing, yeah. Pretty much that's what it's outsourced. It outsources the material maintenance of the material universe. What does it mean by outsourcing? Because like that work which is not of so much importance is given to is outsourced. Right? That's what usually the other Western countries are it's all done, right? So pretty much that's what like for him it's not so important. It's a good work to outsource. He just chucked out kind of, he doesn't like managing those whole things because only in this world everybody goes to Krishna and says, Krishna I want something. And in the after saying that, they go and tell, no, I did devotional service. We are telling Krishna to do service to us. Huh? And Maharaj used to, Guru Maharaj used to say, jokingly, that this Jivara Sarupahaya Krishna Nityada has to be changed. Yes, we have to change that. No, Krishna Sarupahaya Jivara Nityada. Krishna's eternal occupational duty is to be a servant of the Jiva. Actually, more than we need, Jiva should be the eternal servant of Krishna, but every day we are going in the morning, Krishna, please, I am having a headache, please, I have stomachache, I want a car, if the car is there, then I want a driver. If the petrol price is going up, I want gas car. If there is no parking, then I want a parking space, I want a bigger space for the house, for the car in the house. And if it gets into an accident, again anxiety. Right? So the whole thing, we are just going and asking Krishna so many things. So Krishna doesn't really like to manage this thing, so too much of headache for him. On the other hand, the spiritual world, is not Gola Vrindavan, the devotees, frankly speaking. Hmm? They go and ask, what can I do for you? That's the basic, this thing. So here, Arjuna is a real devotee mode, right? He is asking, what should I do? He is not asking, you do this. The first time he asked, and he got a beating for that. What did he do? What did he say in the first chapter? Take my rath and stop it in front of the... He ordered Krishna. I want to see the phalanx of army. And then what did Krishna say after he got into moha? You are talking like a pandit, but you are a real fool. And then he understood his position. I mean, this is all for external, for us. Arjuna is a pure devotee. He just wanted to make sure that, we understand. If Arjuna talks like a pure devotee, then we will think that we are all pure devotees. Right? That's why we are, we try to put ourselves in so that's why all these acharyas like Prahlad Maharaj, Nabhuni, like Vyasdev, everybody, why should they, Krishna is putting them into that position, Bhaktivinoda Thakur thinks so putting himself in such a lowly position, right? And he is such an exalted Vaishnava. Otherwise we will be in, already we are in illusion that we are devotees. Right? And if they are dealing from that platform, we will be just chapter, the Vrindavan Bush, we won't be really understanding what the message of Krishna consciousness is and what is devotional service and all that, right? I was just reading just a quick point I want to tell here in terms of the Dham. The beautiful point that Prabhupada makes in Krishna book in the second chapter, when Krishna is appearing, just before that, how Devaki and Vasudev, this last week we had Janmashtami. I was reading through that and this few lines are real, this is Prabhupada's mark on it, like the Prabhupada's stamp on it. Please listen to this carefully. Those of you who have Manvajim Bhagavatam, it is page 2227. You can note down there. The form of the Lord situated in the pure unalloyed heart of Vasudev is not different from the original form of Krishna. Vasudev is carrying Krishna in his heart, right? And he is meditating on Krishna, and that form he is meditating is actually the original form of Krishna. That's what Prabhupada says here, right? That's what is happening. And then he is saying the appearance of the form of Krishna anywhere, if he is appearing from our mouth, then that is Krishna. Means the moment we say Krishna, he is appearing there. In that word, right? So the appearance of the form of Krishna anywhere and specifically within the heart is called Dhamma. Now the definition of Dham, we say Vrindavan Dham. No, we say Delhi, it's near Vrindavan. Vrindavan is near Delhi, and Dwarka is near Porbandar, Mayapur is near Calcutta. We say all these things, right? That is all just external. But actually speaking, Dham is right here. Right in our hearts. Don't even think about, only there, if I go, I feel the Dham and all that. No, right inside the heart, he is there. That we have to understand. When we chant the holy names, he is right in the mouth and the ears and in the heart. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. The appearance of the form of Krishna anywhere. He didn't say, only in Vrindavan, only in Mayapur, only in Dwarka. No, that place is special because he appeared there. That's definitely true. And we have to go there and do austerities. Right. But then that doesn't mean I will go once in a while to Dwarka or Vrindavan and then rest of the day, do masti. That's not, the better part that we don't go there. Because all the things we collect and put it there, and then the saints have to sit there and purify that place. Like how a diseased person goes to the hospital, and anyone else comes there, they will get the disease. So the doctors, expert doctors, have to sterilize the area in the hospital so that others don't contact the disease. Otherwise it's so contagious, right? The moment you go to the hospital, we get this is exactly the same thing as the Dham also. Right? But in our heart, that problem is not there. Right? And one more problem in the Dham is, when you go to the Dham, it's not a problem, it's something which we have to be careful about. When you go there, whatever good thing you do, it is multiplied 1,000 times. Even the slightest offense in the mind, if you do, for somebody or something or some good thing, because we are not continuously in the Dham, right? So we are always, externally we are so much fault-finding and all these things are there. The moment we go there, a small fault we find, that also is magnified 10,000 times. So we should be careful about both the sides, the thing. At the same time, that is encouraged, but when we go there, what is that shloka? Yasya Sibaktir Bhagavati Akinchana, Yasya Sambuddhe Punape Siddhartha Sadi Kalatra Vishu Bahumaityadi. Yatikta Buddhi Salilena Karhichi Jane Sabhikneshu Sayeva Gokaraha. What does he say? The three things he's saying. Yatyatma Buddhe Kunapetrita together. The person who thinks of his own body as the three elements. What are the three elements that body is made of? That person's tool. Right? So this body, yes, as is himself, one who is thinking like that, and then yet it sodhi kalatradishu bahuma ichadi. Means he thinks that, you know, his family and friends and these are the ones that he owns, his own people, and then the place where he is born or where he has lived along, he is too much attached to that bahuma ichya. He is too much attached to the land and he wants to die in that land only and all those kind of things. Right? And then the next one is the most important. Yet Tirtha Buddhi Salilena Karikichet. Means he is going to the place of the worship holy dam just to take a dip and then give us all the things and then come back. Right? These people are considered as abhijnas, Janesh Abhijnas, Shusaya Gokaraha, either cow or a donkey. They are no better than a donkey, cow or a donkey. No, we will feel a little bit better. No, oh, he is saying cow. Cow is, you know, Sadhu, Krishna is dear to the cow. But no, actually, Acharya's commentary, his deeper commentary is that there are three levels of donkeys: higher class, middle class, and lower class donkey. Right? Higher class donkeys carry things which are, you know, of good value. Right, middle class donkey carries, like, you know, cloths and all those the normal the washam and that, right? And the lowest level donkey carries the dung of the cow. Imagine carrying the dung of another animal which is of the same level. Both are animals, frankly speaking, but this donkey is used to carry the dung, so that that is used for so many other purposes, right? So this is Gokaraha, means the donkey which carries the dung of the cow. So, I mean, he is the lowest of donkeys. He's comparing those people to the lowest level of donkeys. The point here is, when we go to the dam, we should take association of saintly people and try to understand the message of Krishna through Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and try to implement that in our lives. Unless you do that, you won't be getting the real benefit of them. And that we can do even sitting at home. That's what he is saying here. The appearance of the form of Krishna anywhere, if it appears in our heart, it means our heart has immediately become a dham. That's why the devotees, pure devotees are called Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. Yes, Yudhishthira Maharaj is appreciating, praising Vidur, Vidur, Mahatma Vidur, Bhavadvida Bhagavatas. Tirthi Bhuvaya Swayam Vibho. Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swantasthena Gadabhrita. Means you carry Krishna in your heart. So wherever you go, you purify that place, and that place becomes dark. Right? So that's what he's saying. The pure devotees carry Krishna in our heart. So specifically within the heart is called Dham. Dham does not only refer to Krishna's form. See, this is next point, is very important. Dham does not only refer to Krishna's form, but his name, his form, his quality, and his paraphernalia. All these are considered Dham only. So his name is Dham. So when you chant Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you are already in Vrindavan. You are already in Golokavrindavan. You are with Krishna. Right, this we have to understand. Unless we understand this and chant, our chanting will be too mechanical and superficial and courtesy rounds. So it's called courtesy rounds, right? I mean, I do a lot of that, so I can relate to it. Huh? So, yep. Then he says everything becomes manifest simultaneously. When we chant Krishna's name, the dham, the form, his paraphernalia, all those things get manifested. It just manifests in our heart simultaneously. That is how, you know, many times we feel, you know, we chant and we won't even be thinking about something, but some idea suddenly will come. So Krishna is seeing that and he is appearing in our hearts through this. So this is such a nice point that, you know, we thought this immediately write down and, you know, we share with others. This is Bodhendra Parasparam. Machitta, Makada, Prana, Bodhendra Parasparam. All of us have intelligence, all of us go through these points. So this is how we share and share and care for each other. Right? So this is a nice point, no? The appearance of the form of Krishna anywhere. So that is how in this Bhagavad Gita shloka form also he is appearing, Mantra Murti. In the Murti form, there is Archa Murti, Utsava Murti, then we have so many different Murtis, right? So he is Mantra Murti. This mantra from Bhagavatam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Bhagavatam Shlokas, Bhagavad Gita Shlokas is Mantra Murti. That mantra when you chant, so that is why we chant very carefully. You have to do it very carefully. And as long as we do it carefully, then Krishna appears in our hearts. This is, we have to understand that, right? So now we'll come back to the point of this whole thing about delusion. So in the 10th chapter, so he is officially is declaring, Krishna, you are Param Brahma, Param Dham, you Param Dham again, Supreme Dham, right? Krishna is Param Dham, right? So that he himself is Dham, so he is in the name. So that 10th point is coming here. So he is declaring him as Param Dham. Now, I think we haven't even gone to the real verse yet. We have only 25 minutes more. I will try to come as much as possible. So the next, we will. So he is saying his illusion is now over. The purport is saying, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he says that his illusion is over. This means that Arjuna no longer thinks of Krishna as a mere human being, as a friend of his, but as the soul of everything. Krishna says, no, I am the soul of everything. So he accepted that whole thing. So now Prabhupada says very nicely in the purport that as a pure devotee, he accepted the whole thing. Now he is worried, oh, everybody should know this. And unless people know that Krishna is the source of everything, how to know Krishna is the source of everything? Arjuna is with Krishna, so he can get, but we are so far away from, we are not seeing Krishna in person. We are still not, Bhagavatam, he is in his holy name, it's not there. So how do we develop that, how to give that faith to everybody? So Arjuna is thinking, okay, probably you should show this universal form. Like you have told all these things, I am this, I am that, I am time, I am everybody, I am person, death personified and everything. So show me how you are death personified. So as long as it is declared in Bhagavad Gita, so the moment that Arjuna saw that, Sanjaya recorded it. Sanjaya and Vyasa recorded it. So now nobody can deny it. And the whole thing is perfectly written. How he was all the Karna, Drona, Suryodhana, everybody was going into the mouth of Krishna, and all the rivers were coming out of him, all the mountains were in him, and he was showing it, the whole universal form. Right? It is so nicely described that the moment you read this whole chapter, it's one of the best chapters actually. It can show the whole universal form, right? So he was having that mood that please show for this thing. And here again, there is a nice point that we should understand here. Many of us also do a lot of times that we have some discussion with some devotees, and that person is not accepting our argument, our point. So we go to another class, some sannyasi or some senior devotee is giving class. So we will ask that question on behalf of the other person, so that that person will get the message, right? So it is good in one sense. That's what even in Sutumara's past times it is said that sometimes devotees ask like that. But at the same time, we should also see the real motive behind the whole thing. Right? Whether our motive is to prove that I am right and you are wrong, or the motive is to really be, or we are really compassionate to that person, that somehow or other I am not having the capacity to explain that point to this person, can I have senior devotees help to make this person understand? Right? So that mood has to be reflected in our questioning, in our putting forward that question. Otherwise, what will happen is that answer that the devotee gives, answer the senior devotee gives, is not meant for that person, but actually it is meant for us, to pick us first. You'll be thinking, I was expecting this answer from him to prove to that person so that he will understand, but he is telling something else. Then it's, I asked that question, probably that devotee didn't tell a convincing answer, but actually that answer, because it is coming from Krishna directly, all these things, the answers and everything from whatever the devotee speaks, is actually Krishna is inspiring the devotee to fix us first. The whole idea of spiritual service is a spiritual thing, is to fix us first. Am I fixed myself yet before going anywhere else? Because that point is nicely mentioned by Prabhupada in the purport, that Krishna understood the real motive behind Arjuna. Arjuna asking this thing. Actually speaking, Arjuna doesn't need to see the universal form. Right? Krishna has told him that I am giving you the special eyes to see this universal form, right? But actually Krishna has cheated him. He already had a divya eyes, transcendental eyes. Otherwise how you can see Krishna face to face? Right? In the Shyamananda Swami, the supreme form, and he was already seeing Krishna face to face. But Krishna tricked him. He made him forget, I mean, he made him, he gave him a little bit of, compared to his actual form, actual eyes, little inferior eyes, to see the universal form. Right? In the sense that, because he is trying to show to the others, okay, so you have to show the other form that everybody likes. You won't like it actually, but I have to give you that eye which others use for seeing that form, which is not, I mean, which is nowadays not bad, but compared to the real chances of form with fruit, that form, that form, it is just, because it's dangerous. The moment people see it, it's fearful. Arjuna himself felt fearful of the whole thing, and you are not supposed to be fearful of Krishna. You should be loving Krishna, right? Who is fear Krishna? Who is actually fearing Krishna most? Kamsa, right? Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, right? All of them, right? So when we are fearing Krishna, it means Prahlada Maharaja was not afraid of Narasingadev. If you are afraid of Krishna, it means our demonic tendencies are coming up, really. Right, so that is the real point. So he just wanted to show that thing, and Arjuna's motive was very pure, just to make sure that the whole idea of devotees should be to as much as possible to glorify Krishna the most. It's not just to prove a point that, I have just found this point. No, even if by lowering themselves, they will prove that Krishna is great. That is, and Krishna will do the same thing. By putting himself down, he will glorify the deeds of his. That's what he has been doing all this.
So, he is recapping the previous chapters, right? So now, who can read the third one? Who else has the books?
You read it.
O greatest of all personalities, most supreme form, though I see you here before me in your
actual. See, this word is very interesting. Actual position. Actual position means what? Krishna's eternal position. Right? Krishna is eternal. I am seeing you in your eternal position, he says. You have to understand this. How Prabhupada is putting it, actual position. And Atmanam. Atmanam means you are personally, you are there. Parameshwar, you are Parameshwar.
As you have described yourself.
As you have described yourself.
I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see the form of yours.
So he's now asking this way, and then he comes to this current shloka where we are talking about, right? So, it's very beautiful to again go through the purport slowly and try to understand what Prabhupada. Every statement is actually, you can relate it to some words in the Shastra. You see this, I'll try to see who can find out the shlokas behind actually some of these statements. Okay. I will read the purport again. This purport has to be read very meticulously and lovingly. The whole idea behind getting the taste for Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, mainly the scriptures, is to relish them. If we haven't gone to the point of relishing, we have to repeatedly do it. And at some point, we will relish it. It's that Satkata Mula Hantri. That jaundice, no? Initially, that sugar candy will be very bitter. We don't get the actually, these purports are very relishable. I have read this purport before, but today I was told that I should speak on this class. And I just was ready reading it. First time I read, I didn't get much points. I was skipping over too much, and then again I went to read it again. And it suddenly one point struck me. And then I said, okay, I'm looking at it again. Then slowly I'll go to the next point and see how it is related. And then I try to go to the previous verses and saw that, oh, why he is saying he's in illusion? He has been asking nice questions that Krishna has been doing. Then, that opulence of the absolute and those whole thing got linked up. Right? This is how common thread flows through the entire Bhagavad Gita. So we can just by analyzing, doing a little bit more chinta. There's a beautiful shloka. Before getting into this, there's a beautiful shloka from Bhagavatam. Please repeat after me. Shunmandrinam. No energy, no prasadam until you please louder. Mantra Murti is okay. Shunmandrinam. Samsmarayam Sachintayan. Shunmandrinam. Samsmarayam Sachintayan. Everybody is chanting as if I have asked you to read something very bitter for you. It's beautiful, you know. See, Srinvan. Srinvan means hearing. Grinan means reciting. Reciting. You're reciting. Right? Srinvan, Grinan. Sounds Marayam. If you understand the meaning behind the whole thing, then you will probably get more taste for it. Smarayam means remembering. Sounds Marayam means constantly remembering. Kirtan, sound Kirtan. Right? Sam means it's constant, perfect, complete, all those things come into picture. Sam Smarayam, you remember constantly. And not only that, remembering is just, yes, I remember this, I remember Dinasal, I remember Jagdish, I remember Sankara, not remember. After that, Chintayam. You meditate, contemplation. You contemplate on, I was talking about this person, I was talking with Dinasal about this, and I was talking about Krishnakara there, and then the whole thing. Go over the first time. No, that's all. That is Smarayam. Then you Chintayan, you talk about the whole past time, you release the whole past time, then that is Chintayan. Right? So the whole sequence must be there. First is Shrinvan, then now you are hearing. Shrinvan, Grinan, when I say like that, you are hearing. Right? So you have to repeat, that is Grinan. Right? Unless you do this perfectly, then I'm sorry, we are not anywhere close to releasing the thing. First thing is to release the shlokas first. Because I've been telling Mantra Murti, he is in the shloka. Bhutam Nabolingam Alingam. He is the Nabolingam. He is personified by sound. This shloka, when you chant, the sound that is coming out is Krishna. That we have to understand. Then we will say, chant very lovingly. Right? Shunman Grinan. Samsmarayam Sachintayan. See, we are making a mess of the whole thing. Samsmarayam Sachintayan. Extend it. See, you like some place, you like to stay there for more time, right? Today, who was there? Somebody was playing video game and saying, I get addicted to it, so I do more longer. Right? So you elongate it, no? So Krishna is there. When you do that, the vibration, Krishna is there. So Maharaj always says this, right? Shunman Grinan. You will not go to Prasadam at all if you have not been properly. Shunman Grinan. Samsmarayam Sachintayan. So what are we supposed to do with Shunman Grinan and all? That is the next line. Namani Rupani. And everything, because they are auspicious, Mangala. They are Mangalani. They are Mangala. Right? We are chanting about Krishna, it brings us auspiciousness to our life. That's why we are doing Mangala Arati. Mangala means it's not in Tamil, Mangal means dull. It's a different Mangala. He said that, but that's not that Mangala. This Mangala means auspicious. Auspicious as you are being auspicious, right? So anything that you think about Krishna is auspicious. Shunmandrinam samsmarayam sachintayan. Yes. ಕರೋತಿ ಅಂತ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಇವತ್ತು ಸರಿ ಕರೋತಿ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಯೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಯೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆವೇಷ್ಟ ಚೇತಾನ ಭವಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ ಆವೇಷ್ಟ ಚೇತಾನ ಭವಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ is that they chant chinvan pranam samsmarayam chintayam kriyas sorry not karoti kriyas yatcha charanarandayo kriyas means you are actually doing the devotional service everything that you do is devotional service you by doing this chanting reciting remembering and all this you do it for yourself and you encourage others also to do that is devotional service Kriya means you are actually doing it and helping others also to do it. Yes, sir, charanarindayo, by being completely attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Charanarinda. What happened? After when they do this, what happens? Avishtacheta means you are doing all these things, but what mood? Right from first line he told what all you have to do, about whom is in the second line. And third line is doing what? I mean the devotional service. And fourth line is in what mood? Avishta Cheta means you should never feel that your hunger is satisfied. You should always feel thirsty for it. Avishta Cheta, your intelligence should be, I mean or your mind should always be hankering for it without stopping. I mean like there should not be an end. Think, oh I have finished my rounds, I have finished my reading. No, there should not be an end at all. You should never be satisfied. That is what Avishta Cheta means. And a person is completely absorbed in that Avishta Cheta. When he is absorbed, completely absorbed, then now Bhavaya Kalpate, he has nothing to do with this. This material world cannot touch him. Anybody who is in the material consciousness cannot do this. And a person who is doing that in a transcendental mood, this material world will not touch him. This material hankering, shoka, moha, lamentation, nothing will touch him. So this beautiful shloka, again, repeat after this. Chinvan grinan samsmarayam cha chintayan Namani rupani cha mangalani te Priyasu yasta charanarindayo you play kirtan like this, this is actually glorifying in writing. Prabhupada says Vyasadeva did chanting in writing. He was singing kirtan, he sang kirtan by writing. So it's all the same, Sanjay, right? So we are reading and enjoying, so nice it is. We haven't even gone into the purport yet.
Now, yeah. So it is said that one can neither see, hear, understand, nor perceive the Supreme Lord Krishna by the material senses. But if one is engaged in loving transcendental service to the Lord from the beginning, then one can see the Lord by revelation. Beautiful words are in this now. Now I want you to tell me which shloka is referring to in this. Yes. Where is our Madan Mohan? I saw him standing behind there. Jagat Pavitram, that is beautiful universe, but he is saying with material senses you cannot see, hear and understand. Okay, this is homework for tomorrow. But if one is engaged in loving transcendentalism to the Lord from the beginning, then one can see the Lord by revelation. Okay, tomorrow we'll see. Thanks, Sadhguru. I'll do homework for you. Tomorrow we'll come and we'll, tomorrow morning you'll don't abscond, I will not invite you. Anybody has any guess? Okay, we'll see. Tomorrow we'll see. You have any Shloka Prabhu? You are thinking of something, Shloka? You can speak out, nothing wrong, I'm not, there's no penal penalty for it. Anyway, so the word revelation should be understood very carefully. It is not something which we go and find out. There are two words, unveiling and revealing. These two are totally different. Unveiling means you go and unveil, you go and open, you go and find out. Revealing means that person has to come and show himself, otherwise you cannot understand. Krishna has to come, somebody has to. Krishna, under Krishna shows that he is God, we cannot understand him. Under Krishna gives all these things in Bhagavad Gita through these messages. Who will care for Krishna? Well, whatever little we are reading is only because of the explanations in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam that we are, somehow or other we are understanding. Otherwise, there is no way we will accept Krishna as God. Already we have hundreds of doubts. He is God, he is saying, and still he is coming and playing like a normal boy and all those things we are having doubt. After he showed his all universe and everything, also still we are not having the faith. Imagine what will happen if you are not. So the revelation, that's what it means. In other words, by our own endeavor we cannot go and find out. There is a beautiful purport in Bhagavatam, very similar situation. Very similar situation. Who was that? Narad Muni. Who knows this? Everybody knows that, right? What did Narad Muni do when he was in his previous life, when he was serving those sadhus? Yeah, after the Bhagavatas left, what did he do? What happened? What did he do? His mother also passed away. And then what happened? No, no, that is fine, but he was trying to meditate, right? That part I am trying to come to. So what did he first do? What did he first do that Krishna came once? And what did he do second that Krishna did not come? This is how we should see the scriptures, you know. Reading, it will reveal the whole thing, like this whole point is tied to the, revelation point is tied to this. He will finish that purport. Actually, I thought you'll go to this Yogeshwara point today morning. Devaki Prabhu said very nice point, right? So I was trying to relate to that also. So probably we'll read it tomorrow. But this revelation point itself will take more time. So you'll have to finish that point. So what did he do first? Narad Muni, he was, the sages left, his mother passed away. So he was just going the forest and into the forest and he was trying to meditate. So Krishna came and gave for a moment, he gave the darshan. So what did he do that time? That made Krishna to show him on. He was doing it without any expectation or any, you know, like he was very innocent. I mean, he was just doing it just for the sake of, okay, let me try and see, and so for that Krishna gave a token mercy kind of a thing. But what did he do next? But Krishna said, no, this is all meant for, you don't deserve to see me anymore in this life. What did he do next? He didn't do anything wrong, but what did he do? He was trying to follow the same process, I mean, do the same mechanical way of, okay, let me sit like this and do remember Krishna and he will come. In other words, he was trying to unveil Krishna. He was trying to see Krishna by himself, by his own endeavors. Right? That is where Krishna said, no, sorry, you are not going to see me anymore. And in the purport, Prabhupada says beautifully. I'll just read the purport along so that he says, I could not see him anymore, so I was very much aggrieved. And the Purport Prabhupada says very beautifully, there is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. The process is not mechanical, that I will just do mechanically, do some service, and then things will be alright, and I mean, I will do something and I will see Krishna. No. It completely depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. We cannot demand the Lord to be present before our vision, just as we cannot demand the sun to rise whenever we like. Now I don't expect the sun, come up, so don't come. Even if I have all the power, it don't come. It will come only in the morning when Krishna wants it to come. That's the only time it will come, right? So the sun rises out of his own accord. So also the Lord is pleased to be present out of his causeless mercy. He is pleased to be present out of his own causeless mercy. He likes to come out of his own thing. He just doesn't want to be compelled and brought in and all that. And he'll have a usual frowny face. And why do you, when I was busy with something, why do you unnecessarily bother me? Like rather you tell Krishna, you pray to Krishna, and he's a nice smiling face. Right? That is revelation. He likes to show himself in his own way. So he's saying, one should simply await the opportune moment. Then shall you just switch on our TV and wait for Krishna to come? Or go for some movies and okay, anyway Krishna will come later, why should I not waste time on? Let me go and do this thing. Do you think the whole thing? Because we are not preparing ourselves. If by doing that, we are not preparing ourselves to bring Krishna into our hearts. Preparing Krishna to bring to our hearts is by being more and more submissive and say, whatever you do, is Gujarati Maharaj say very nicely, who Hari no, Hari Mama Rakshak. Who is Gujarati here? Anybody Gujarati? No Gujarati here? No, there is no Gujarati. You understand this, right? Only 1% can understand what is he, but I will explain why. It's very simple. You know Gujarati? You can understand. You understood, right? Who Hari no? Means I am Hari. I am Lord Hari. Hari Mama Rakshak. He Krishna is my protector. Ye Bharasa Jayane. This faith we did not go. You understood? Right? That's the first line. Je Hari Kare, whatever Krishna does, Te Mama Hitanu. That is for my good only. Ye Vishwas is Rayane. This faith also, they did not go away. These two things should be always with me. Very simple, no? The entire message of Bhagavad Gita is condensed with these two lines. Whatever Krishna does, is for my good only. And I am Krishna, and he is my protector. These two faiths, they did not go away at all. And that is the whole thing. When Krishna says, you will see me only in the next life, Sarasmuni was happy. He said, it's okay, you are me, you are mine. And what did he do? Kalam Pratiksham? He was waiting for the time. But the waiting time was used for preaching. He was not simply waiting and saying, okay, when Krishna wants, let me go. So he was using that waiting time for preaching, because in preaching, we're chanting Krishna's name, we're talking about Krishna, he was actually seeing Krishna there. So he said, Krishna, you are telling me that I will see you only next time, but I am seeing you right now. I am seeing right now when I am talking about you, when I am chanting your name. So I don't have any difference. So that waiting time is used in this way. This is the best way to see Krishna even when Krishna says, you can't see me. We can trick Krishna, actually. Right? So this is the point here. Let me quickly finish this. One should simply await the opportune moment and go on discharging his prescribed duty in devotional service. Whatever prescribed duty that is given to us, we just do it in devotional service of the Lord. Narasimhi thought that the Lord could be seen again by the same mechanical process which was successful in the first attempt, but in spite of his utmost endeavor, he could not make the second attempt successful. Because the idea is to depend on the mercy. Anugrahaya, but anugrahaya paramam. That's why in the first sloka that Arjuna says in the 11th chapter. By your anugraha, by your mercy, your kindness and compassion, you showed yourself to me so far. I want you to show a little bit more mercy again to continue the rest of the chapters in whatever instruction you give. Right? So, this thing. He was, Narthamuni was thinking that probably, oh, I can get things by myself. The same mechanical process. It's working fine first time. I used to write a program in computer, put a for loop and it will go on executing the setup for again. It's not like that. We are having that computer mentality, right? That junk mentality, self mentality. So that doesn't work here. Yes, the revelation, realization will come anytime because it's completely solely and wholly dependent on the complete mercy of, causeless mercy of Krishna. But that doesn't mean we should stop our endeavor. Ketan pascha dhida vrataha. Fully endeavoring with determination. When a person is fully endeavoring with determination, that I am buddhi yogam tam. I give the intelligence by which he comes to me. But in fact, why it is in costless? Because our endeavor is nothing. Frankly speaking, it is so valuable. We are getting, like, you know, we are buying some, like the Chintamani restaurant for some 10 rupees. Our endeavor is worth 10 rupees only, whatever we may be doing, running around, whatever we may be doing, that's only worth 10 rupees. But we are getting Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Suddha Nishya Mukta Abhinnatva Nama Namina. Means Nama and Nami are same. Nama Chintamani is a, no, it's Chintamani. That Nama we are buying for 10 rupees. For, what is that, $10. Who can give that? So actually, that is why it is costless. This is what, in our endeavor is only what they fetch. And we don't deserve to get that such a this thing for a little bit of it, right? So this is the thing. The last line is the most important. The Lord is completely independent of all obligations. The same thing that he says here also, no? What is that? One cannot order Krishna. They are saying like that, no? He does not give Krishna orders. Krishna is not obliged to reveal himself unless one surrenders. He says that in the purport, right? Fourth. He says that. The Lord is completely independent of all obligations. He can simply be bound up by the tie of unalloyed devotion. Means completely surrendering. If you want to show me, you show me. If you don't want to show me, I don't mind. Your names are there. What is that? Hari se bada Hari ka naam. That Maharaj sings very nicely that bhajan. His names are greater than him, actually. Right? So, that's why he is more. I am seeing you in your name. If you show, you show. If you don't want to show, your names are there. That's the devotee's mood, actually. So, nor is he visible or perceivable by our material senses. With our material senses, we cannot see him. Now comes the real interesting point. If note on this, you know, Prabhu, just note on this purport, 1619, this purport you can remember. This is the purport I am reading from Bhagavatam. When he is pleased, being satisfied with the sincere attempt of devotional service, depending completely on the mercy of the Lord, then he may be seen out of his own accord. Yes, I will repeat the statement again, it's a very powerful statement. When he pleases, Krishna's pleasing is his independence. We cannot tell Krishna, you please now. We cannot order Krishna to be pleased. He will do something, let Krishna will be pleased even by that squirrel getting that smart, or that Shabari is saying, right? Or even if you do a big thing also, he might not be pleased. It's up to him. So when he pleases, when you please him, Prabhupada didn't write when you please him. Prabhupada says when he pleases, means when he is pleased. Being satisfied with the sincere attempt of devotional service, depending completely on the mercy. Sincere attempt of devotional service, that is the only thing we can do. In this whole statement, there is only one thing that is given to us, that is our activity. This whole statement. Beautiful statement. This statement, that one part. Being satisfied with the sincere attempt of devotional service, depending completely on the mercy of the Lord. Sincerely we should do our service and depending on Krishna's mercy, that's all. And that mercy is also Krishna's only, not ours. Then he may be seen. Krishna again, Prabhupada doesn't write, then you can see him. Krishna says, he may be seen. Out of his own accord. Accord also his own accord. He is out of his own desire.
Right? So here the only thing that we can do is sincere attempt to do devotional service. Just everything, pleasing, being pleased, being satisfied, showing himself and mercy, everything is his. That's what you should understand. And see, everything is his. He just asks for that sincere devotional service. That's all from us. Nothing else he is asking for. I'll stop here. Please, sorry again. I hardly completed 10% of this, 5% or 10% of this shloka what I could think. Really amazing thing. So, if any questions, or just a couple of questions, if you have any of you any have questions, do you think we can do a little Kirtan or? Which is better? Kirtan is better, no? It will avoid asking questions. Can do 5 minutes Kirtan, Prabhu? Is it okay? Yes, who was? Oh, for a question? Yeah. Okay, Prabhu, I can repeat this question, don't worry. Take the time also.
Thank you, Guru, for the answer. This Prabhupada Prabhupada emphasizes that Arjuna is not giving any orders to Krishna. Practically, we know that when this war was going on, the way Arjuna was giving instructions to Krishna to drive the chariot, and sometimes it also indicates that he has to touch his feet to give the narration. So, how do we understand that Krishna is not giving any orders and
well, basically, in the war, you can see it's 18 crore people out there, Akshogini, 18 Akshoginis, right? So many people are there, he can't just say, Krishna wants to for the Rubyasya, can you please move this point to this there? And then Krishna, Namo Mahadani, Namo Brahmani Devaya, please, can you please move this there? He can't do that. Right? He had to be practical. And Krishna gave him the permission to do that. Right? But what he is talking about here is revealing himself to you. That's where Krishna, you should reveal yourself to me like this. Revealing means what? Showing yourself, show your opulence to me. Arjuna never asked, you show that you are River Ganges, you show that you are Bhaspati. He didn't ask like that. He was if you think I am qualified, see how humbly he is asking. If you think that I am able to behold your cosmic form, then kindly show me. It's a beautiful word that Prabhupada is using. Right? So, do you understand my point there? This guy is practical. He can't go and, Krishna bend down and tell like that. He is sitting in front and he is sitting behind. Right? So, our Krishna cannot turn his sides and drive the chariot backwards also. So that he will find it easy to pave Dandavat every time. Right? Krishna, dear devotee, when Krishna has given him that privilege for his, how much they are. The thing is, the whole thing comes out of their complete dependence on Krishna. Pandavas, see, the amount of pain that Pandavas went through, if we were there, we would just go and be the greatest atheistic preachers. Don't worship Krishna. We'll go and tell everybody, don't worship Krishna. Never worship Krishna. Anything you do, you go to hell, you go to casino, you go everywhere, but don't worship Krishna. He is sitting right in front of you and seeing all your problems, and he is not fixing your problems. That's what happened to Pandavas, right? He is sitting right there and giving the message. Helping them with the, you do like this, you do like this. Still, the problems are there with Pandavas. Isn't it? They were going into the forest, they were so much trouble they had to go through. What is Bhishma they said? But so guys, Arjuna was there, Bhima was there, and Swayam, you were there. In spite of that, Pandavas had to go through all the suffering. This is only can be attributed to the inexplicable will of the Lord. Right? So, that's what the point is, we have to be completely surrendered to Krishna like them. If you are surrendered, then he will give himself to us. Nice point, nice question, Prabhu. Thank you so much, sir. Yes, Prabhu. Leave it. I will repeat his question. Then I think it is. I can repeat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's something I heard from Prabhupada's lecture. We're discussing about the forms of the Lord, and then here Krishna is revealing his other forms as well, And then you realize that in this world, right, that people want to see God so badly. Everybody wants to see God so badly. And Prabhupada explains there that why people doubt this, you know, that in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is almost the only scripture that says where there is a form and inform and non-form of Krishna. You know? So Prabhupada says that Krishna claims as the supreme person or as God. He claims that he is the origin of everything. So unless somebody is really original, how can he claim any form? He has to have the originality to contain that form. And only Krishna, I mean, if you really look at any scripture out there, nobody claims I am the original personality of God.
So the word original comes from the word origin.
Yes, origin.
So it's the origin.
He's origin. You know? So if you want to understand any form that you see out there, the origin is him. So Prabhupada very nicely in one sentence explains this. I mean, we all have doubts, but for me, my doubt was even more cleared by just hearing Krishna is the origin of everything.
Yeah.
So if you see any form out there, he's the origin. If you see anything else out there, he's the origin.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are discussing about the forms of the Lord, because a lot of people cannot relate to God because they think God has no form. So where does the love for Krishna, oh God, as we speak, how can we love something that has no form?
Mm.
Where we cannot understand the form. Mm. So we must understand Krishna is the origin of everything. Therefore, from that platform, that foundation, then we can try and understand. At least technically, you may not have faith in Krishna,
yeah.
Never mind the faith, but try and understand technically at least. Then slowly we can, like Guru says, we can practice that and then understand and see Krishna face to face. Otherwise, like he said, we can chant but we have no taste to go towards Krishna. This is not just mechanical. So this point I heard.
Yeah, very, very good question. Shankara Prabhu ki jai. What do you want? Do you want to do a little kirtan or do you want to stop? Can do? Yeah. Mridanga is ready? Prabhu, Mridanga. Mridanga is there? Huh? Stand up and do?
Yeah.
It's all fine.
Yeah, it's all fine.
Yeah, it's all fine. Yeah, it's all fine.